first, let's visit with Congressman Peter Roskam, who is one of the guys putting together the tax reconciliation package between whatever the Senate gets done. Let's start with the repeal of the individual mandate. That looks like that is going to be DOA. Welcome, Congressman. Give us the latest on the... I know you're in the House, obviously, and the numbers aren't a problem in the House. They are in the Senate, obviously. So let's talk a little about the mandate. Okay. Sorry. We dropped the line. Thought he was there. Okay, very good. Thank you, guys.
There he is.
Congressman, I'm sorry about that. My first question was the repeal of the individual mandate. What are you hearing this morning?
Look, I think that the entire it can easily pass the House of Representatives. The reason we didn't put it in our version of the bill was it's the Senate that has really struggled on this. So we didn't want to create a tax reform effort that had at its core the repeal of the individual mandate. We voted literally dozens of times to repeal Obamacare, and we've got the capacity to do that again. Our question was, can the Senate do it? If they can do it, then we'll take it up, and we'll see if they can do it. This is going to be a big week for them.
Rand Paul is on board. The president tweeted out his thanks, so that's one that they thought might have been lost. You still have two or three Republican senators. So when it comes back to the House, how difficult will it be to reconcile these two versions within the timetable that is still allotted this year?
I think we'll get it done, and here's why. The momentum behind this, John and Ray, is really, really significant. So you've got a bill that's gotten out of the House that nobody thought was going to get out. Now you've got the Senate moving with it, their version, and their version is there's differences, but it's not like it can't be brought together. So it's a matter of negotiating some of these numbers, looking at each other's proposals, and coming up with common ground. Believe me, if the United States Senate passes a bill on tax reform, the House is gonna do everything it can to make sure that we negotiate and we come up with some common ground, and we put this on the president's desk by the end of the year.
Peter Roskam here with John and Ray. And if this doesn't get done, I mean, this is a big-time squandered opportunity. You all meet with the president today, don't you?
I don't meet with the president today. I have met with him. But to your point, Ray, this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and here's why. There's nobody that's defending the status quo of the tax code, really. Nobody likes it. And that's so different than the health care debate that we just went through, where you have strong feelings defending Obamacare and so forth. In this thing, nobody likes our tax code. People like certain elements of it. I'll stipulate to that, but nobody likes the whole thing. So the momentum is significant, and it would be an incredible boost to our economy. And look, when it all comes down to it, this is middle-income tax relief. This is tax relief for people who've really been lost in the shuffle over the past few years, and we're trying to bring relief to them, particularly in Illinois, based on what the Democrats jammed through last July.
Congressman, I know you're short on time, and so are we. We'll let you go. Please keep us up to date, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Congressman Peter Roskam joining us here on Double Dallas.